Consider in a similar way the war in Israel and Palestine. Here, too, the war could be ended quickly by the Council enforcing the many UN Security Council resolutions made over several decades, calling for a return to the 1967 borders, an end of Israel's settlement activities in the occupied territories, and the two-state solution, including in UN Security Council's resolutions 242, 338, 1397, 1515, and 2334. It is clear that Israel and Palestine are unable to reach agreements in line with these UN Security Council resolutions. On both sides, hardliners repeatedly frustrate moderates who seek peace based on the two-state solution. It is high time, therefore, in my view, for the UN Security Council to enforce its decisions by implementing a just and lasting solution that is in the interests of both Israel and Palestine, rather than allowing hardliners on both sides to ignore the mandate of this council and thereby to threaten global peace. My recommendation to this council is that it immediately recognize the state of Palestine in a matter of days or weeks and welcome Palestine as a full member of the United Nations with the capital in East Jerusalem and with sovereign control over the Islamic holy sites. The council should establish a peacekeeping force drawn heavily from the neighboring Arab countries to help provide security in Palestine. Such an outcome is in the overwhelming will of the international community and the manifest interest of both Israel and Palestine, despite the vociferous objections by hardline rejectionists on both sides of the divide. An economic strategy should accompany the political strategy. Most importantly, the new sovereign state of Palestine must be economically viable, and I give several examples of how that can be done. But most importantly, both Israel and Palestine should become part of an integrated, sustainable development plan for the Eastern Mediterranean and Middle East that supports climate resilience and the region's transition to green energy.